Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The boy doesn't know the zone is supposed to do, Fonte.
Now, back to the morning roast with Fonte and Shasky.
Where the hell is my girl Tony at?
Well stated.
She's on the milk carton right now. Where the hell is Tony been? Scare off, Shasky? Tony in Oakland? What happened?
He doesn't have the balls.
One is very aggressive.
Tony, sometimes I agree with you. Make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lovett and Joe Shasky bring you the best Dave Giants talk in the Bay Area, period. Every week, all season long, win or lose. Also, we're going to play some cuts from Jordan Hicks. Sam Lovett did a great job with Jordan Hicks down in the Giants clubhouse earlier this week. The Giants, obviously, in Boston to take out the Red Sox. Fenway Park, we're talking about bucket list venues, and Fenway Park is at the top of a lot of people's list. Subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. We got your babe. Got our babe man from WEEI, Super Bowl champ. And I think he still owes his dinner, Shasky. I still think he hasn't gotten over what happened in 2022 in the NBA Finals. We haven't heard from Jermaine since, I don't believe. Jermaine, what's happening, my babe, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Hey, that was a long time ago, man.
I was.
How's Golden State doing this year?
Not too good.
Hey, Jermaine.
I got my guy Shasky over here begging for LeBron James. That's how bad we're doing right now.
Hey, that's going to happen. Him and Steph going to get together somehow, some way. Believe LeBron's going to make that happen.
You think so?
Yeah, because LeBron ain't going to – listen, LeBron is the type of guy, it seems like, he's not going to finish his career on a sorry Lakers team that isn't competitive. So somehow, some way, he has, you know, it seems like a great relationship with Steph Curry. And Steph Curry isn't going to finish his kind of career in Golden State on a team that's, you know, not going anywhere. So somehow those two are going to get together. It just depends on whether it's going to be in Golden State or in L.A.
Jermaine, I love you. I miss you, man. Last time we saw you, we've made like 8 different city enemies since we went barnstorming through Boston. And like, you're one of the few people that likes us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I rock with y'all because, you know, I told you, I'm for that Cali love. I know where to get hyphy, you know what I mean? I know how that E-40 thing goes, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey, Jermaine, what's going on with the Celtics, man? They had the best record in the NBA. They're rolling. They gave Jaylen Brown a lot of money before the season started. Obviously, a lot of pressure on them to get to the NBA Finals and win it this time around here. Is it possible that if the Celtics don't win the championship, because you've been on this for 3 years now, they'll finally split up Tatum and Brown if they don't win the championship this season?
If they don't win the championship this season, it's time to call up Steph Curry and see if he wants to come east.
Or send us Jason Tatum. No, you send Jason Tatum out here to Cali. You can come out here to Cali. Hey, we got a midday shift. We can pair you with us in the mornings. You work with us in the mornings. Take you away from Greg Hill and Courtney. You come out here with Jason Tatum.
Yeah. Tatum ain't coming to Cali, and I don't know if I can get adjusted to the time out there. But when you look at the Celtics, this is their year. You got two young players in Tatum and Brown. You know, and Tatum has taken that next step. I know that he isn't in the conversation in the sense of when you look at MVPs in the league, because he's on a team where he does a lot and he doesn't maybe score as much as a guy like, you know, SGA or, you know, Jokic or something like that, when you look at what he does. So he doesn't get his respect until he actually wins one. But I just think that you look at this team, the Celtics, like, this is their year. They're the best team in basketball. They have the best starting five, in my opinion. Hopefully Porzingis is healthy, because that's going to definitely be a major part of their success. But it's time for them to get over that hump, and it's especially time for Jason Tatum to get over that hump and say, okay, I now need to be in the conversation when it comes to MVP year in and year out.
Have you ever looked up Kristaps Porzingis' Wikipedia page, Jermaine?
No.
Yeah, because in the first sentence it says, hopefully he's healthy.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Wow. I listen, I've been a Porzingis fan since he got drafted by the Knicks, and I know he was the original unicorn. I know everybody wants to say Victor Wembanyama now, but, you know, that's his biggest thing has been his injury, mm-hmm. And especially, you know, being able to stay healthy throughout the playoffs and get to the playoffs. So that's the biggest thing, and, you know, unfortunately, as a Celtics fan, we're right back here, and all we can do is hope that it isn't as bad as it looked.
Yeah,
I think you guys might have trouble with the Knicks, man. The Knicks look strong, man.
Nah, we're not worried about the Knicks. I mean, listen, I love Jalen Brunson. I think he's a tremendous player. Obviously, his dad is from around this area. His dad was an unbelievable basketball player in high school, and then had went on to have a really good college career. So everybody knows Rick Brunson around here, and I think Jalen's doing a great job. But, you know, they're not the same team without Julius Randle. They're a scrappy team. They're going to work hard. But if the Celtics do what they're supposed to do, there's not a team that's going to get in their way in the Eastern Conference. Their toughest task is probably going to either be Minnesota or Denver, which whatever one of those teams comes out of the West.
I want you to let everybody in the New England area, Massachusetts, Boston, just let everybody know, I got a bone to pick with y'all. You guys traded away one of the greatest baseball players I've ever seen in my life in Mookie Betts, and he's been a thorn in our side. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I can't believe, I'm telling, my dad said he's the closest to Willie Mays in terms of running the bases, arm strength, you know, the talent at the plate to hit for power, contact. He is a complete ball player. Now he's playing shortstop, for crying out loud, at a high level. Right. That's one of the worst trades in baseball history, and you guys traded away Babe Ruth, for Christ's sake.
Well, if you really go back to the Mookie Betts trade, let's give a little kind of timeline of how it broke down. The Red Sox supposedly offered him $300 million, and at that time, he didn't want that, and I think he ended up signing with the Dodgers for like $350. So it was a dumb move on the Red Sox part, not giving him the extra $50 million, but I guess if he really wanted to stay here, maybe he might have took the $300. But I agree that, you know, you should have never let him get away. But the biggest problem in baseball, and, you know, it's hard to see these plays, and most of them, you get through a 10, 11-year contract, and then after year 5 or 6, you end up paying $40, $50 million a year for a guy who's not giving you the same type of production. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with a guy like Mookie Betts, you know, he's not the biggest guy. And when he gets later in his career, you can't really move him to DH. It's not like, you know, it's not like a Shohei where you can kind of move him to DH and you can kind of get your money's worth for it. So I think that was part of the Red Sox issue in going maybe to $350. But, yeah, he's done a tremendous job for the Dodgers, and, you know, he's arguably, you know, probably, you know, one of the best baseball players right now in MLB.
No doubt. We're talking to our main man, Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston, part of the Greg Hill Show. Does a great job out there. Super Bowl champ with the Patriots back in the day, their first Super Bowl championship, of course, with Bill Belichick and Brady. And Jermaine, just overall, before we shift to the Patriots and what they did and whether or not they were interested in Brandon Ayuk, what is the state of the Red Sox? So 2.5 back at the Orioles is very early in the season, but we haven't heard much of Boston mm-hmm. over the past few years. How are people feeling about the Red Sox? Because I felt like a lot of Red Sox fans were down on the franchise. Yeah. franchise, but they got some players. Devers is a really good player. I think they have some young talent. How are people feeling about the Sox this year as the Giants are in town to take you guys on?
Well, you got to understand, we finished in last place the past 2 years, so we've been down on this team, especially, you know, when it comes to their spending and what we expected them to do, especially at the trade deadline the past couple of years. And it's just been like, you know, I think a lot of questions have been thrown at John Henry in the front office on why they haven't signed guys or why they haven't made, you know, big moves. Because, you know, around here, I know it's a little bit different for, you know, your San Francisco Giants out there. But we tend to be in the market for spending big money on big-name players. So for us, we're not used to, as Red Sox fans, our ownership not being, you know, a top five team when it comes to payroll. And they kind of have changed their philosophy a little bit in the sense of now you're kind of like middle of the pack. And I think a lot of Red Sox fans, especially the diehards, were wondering what's going on with the starting rotation. That's been the biggest problem with the Red Sox. And luckily for them this year, it's worked out pretty good because they lead Major League Baseball in ERA. So the starting rotation has been pretty good, even though there was a big push for like guys like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery in the offseason. But it's working out well for them. You know, we play in the hottest division in baseball in the AL East. So, you know, I don't think the expectations are World Series. I think it's more about be competitive and see what you if you can make the playoffs or, and come trade deadline. You know, let's see what the team does if they're competitive.
Yeah, yeah. It's we were talking earlier today about like just the greatest venues. I got a chance to go to Fenway in 2007 when the Giants went out there for interleague play, and it's one of the greatest venues of all time, just hands down. We were talking about different times to be and places to be and games to go see. You're part of that Tuck Rule game. You were part of that dynasty for the Patriots, and I watched the Apple Plus doc, the dynasty. Did you watch that, man? Did you? Because I got some questions.
I did. It was spectacular through, like, the first three episodes.
Okay, so you're with me.
I got a lot of pub in those episodes.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. Like, Jermaine, I thought they were hating on Belichick. Like, it really pissed me off. And they blew over multiple championships like it was nothing. And I just, it didn't sit well with me. And I'm watching Kraft's kid throughout the entire thing and the way he threw him under the bus, Belichick, for the whole Aaron Hernandez thing. I thought they did Belichick dirty. And for a guy that gave so much to that team, that franchise, I it didn't sit well with me. It really pissed me off. As a guy who played on that team, what were all your takeaways?
Yeah, I think it was definitely you're spot on about the Bill thing. But you got, you know, we had the director of it on, and you know, when you make something like that, we in New England, we love all the 03, 04, and all that other stuff. But you know, you got to understand, like I'm a big, you know, loving hip hop reality fan, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, Love and Marriage, DC and Huntsville.
Oh,
so
gosh.
People love drama. People love drama. So you have something like that. I don't know if the director, and I think they did a bad job on it, but I think their biggest thing was we feel like in order for it to be a hit nationally, people are going to want to see the drama, right?
Yep.
People in San Francisco don't care about, you know, the 03, 04 season. They care about what happened with Hernandez. They care about, you know, the Brady and Bill kind of controversy. Like, that's what people like. And it does paint Bill in a bad picture, a bad light. And unfortunately, you know, I think what Robert wanted from it was to kind of show how the team was able to overcome all these things. But actually what it really did is it made him look like the bad guy and the fact that this was something that he had a hand in, and it did paint Bill in a bad light, and all his former players and people, you know, anybody who played for Bill was like, man, why would you do a guy dirty who helped you win six championships? So it's kind of gave him a little stain, and I guess it's just legacy. I bet he's thinking about like, damn, if I could do it all over, I would have never came out with this thing.
Especially now because everybody's talking about Bill Belichick and his work on television past weekend at the NFL draft. And I always thought Bill Belichick had potential on television, watching the top 100, him breaking down the greatest players in NFL history, and then the Bill and Bill documentary, the 30 for 30, and of course his documentary with Saban. He made Bill look even better. Now everybody can't get enough of Bill. And now the Patriots, we're looking at them saying, Drake May? Really? Drake May? How are you feeling about that Patriots draft? And also, Jermaine, not to add to that, actually, let's start with Drake May. How you feel about the pick there at number three, Drake May?
I like the pick because, you know, I mean, you guys see it. In order to be successful in this league, you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
No matter how good your team is, no matter how good your defense is, no matter that you have the best running back in the game, it's about your quarterback. And if you don't have a franchise quarterback that can rise to an elite status, you're not going to win a championship. And when you're sitting there at number three, you have to roll the dice on getting a quarterback and potentially hoping that kid is going to be the franchise quarterback for the next 10, 12, 13 years to get you over the hump and be in that elite category. I mean, you guys see it in San Francisco. Say what you want. You know, everybody talks about how talented San Francisco is on paper, and I think Brock Purdy has done a tremendous job. But he's not been able to get you over the hump.
Yeah.
That's why they picked up the phone and called Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if I'm San Francisco, I'd be picking up the phone again and saying, hey, Tom, what do we got to do to get you here? Because, I mean, how long is the window going to stay open for the 49ers before they decide to say, okay, yeah, you're good, but can you win one?
Dude, that's great. And the report came out this past offseason that Shanahan did tell Brock Purdy, hey, there's a chance we could get Brady. And if we do that, you're heading to the bench and you can learn from Brady. So they were still dancing around that topic last season, Jermaine. Speaking of which, Brandon Ayuk, you heard all the controversy about our wide receivers, Debo, Ayuk being on the block.
Were the Patriots linked to him?
And were the Patriots invested in Brandon Ayuk? And what do you think about Brandon Ayuk as a wide receiver in this league?
I'd be all over it. I mean, I think that you kind of look at, there's been some.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Issues in the sense of, like, he obviously wants to get paid. Debo got his money. Brandon wants to get his money. He was kind of he was uncomfortable in his role in the last game of the year. When you kind of looked at in the Super Bowl, they didn't really utilize him like he would have liked to have been, you know, just based on from watching it. And then, you know, nowadays everybody takes to social media, so you really get to know how people feel. And I'm all over it. To New England fans, we're looking for that number one wide receiver, that guy that we could say, okay, here's our number one, here's our elite guy. Defensively, teams have to know where this guy is at all times. Right now, the Patriots don't have that. And, you know, I know they drafted the kid Polk in the second round, but Brandon Ayuk is an already proven commodity to be one of those guys that's on the rise. So I was on board for that, and I don't know what's going to happen there in the sense that it looks like he's not going to be reporting to camp or something like that. He wants a new deal, right?
Yeah, he wants that new money because he has a fifth-year option, but he's not coming back unless he gets that new money. He was the second-team All-Pro last year.
Right.
Second in the league in yards per catch, seventh in the league in receiving yards on a run in a run-first offense. So, yeah, he wants to get paid. So if he doesn't get paid, he would not be a training camp, Jermaine. You know how that goes.
And I would be all over the Patriots to trade for a player like that all day long. I'll take either one. You know, whichever one you guys don't want, whether it's Debo or Brandon Ayuk, we'll take either one of those two. And that's the biggest thing. You need an elite quarterback and you need an elite wide receiver. And that's the thing that I think the Patriots, they're looking for with the young kid. And they're still looking for that. And a guy like Brandon Ayuk would be, I mean, San Francisco would be stupid not to sign him, but they got to, you know, I guess they got a ton of money elsewhere. I'm kind of disappointed that the Patriots didn't make a move on whether it was him or T. Higgins, because it seemed like you could probably get one of those guys. You could probably get Brandon Ayuk for a second round pick based off what you saw Steph Diggs go for.
Yeah, yep.
The boss was asking us questions. We're doing these videos today. You know, what's your favorite sports venue? And what's the best sporting venue or game that you were ever at? Obviously, I mean, you're going to go with the Tuck Rule game. I mean, you had a double-digit catches in that one, right? Like, if I asked you those same questions, how do you answer them?
I would say, obviously, the Super Bowl number one on my list because, you know, it's like, I don't know if you've seen any great movies that have sequels, whether it's The Godfather, whether it's, you know, Die Hard. There's nothing like the original. And so the first Super Bowl, you know, being part of helping start the dynasty and being on that first Super Bowl team, it's like, you know, I try to tell, you know, my claim to fame is that, listen, everybody knows who Tom Brady is, but if it wasn't for me and the Snowball, you might not know Tom Brady.
Thank you.
You know, so that's
I like that.
That's a pat on my mother used to say, you got to pat yourself on the back because if you don't, nobody will do it. So, but I would definitely say the Super Bowl. You know, growing up as a kid who was a diehard Pats fan and then being able to play for his hometown team and help them win a championship, it's, you know, there's not many people in the league that could say that they've done that. The only guy that I think maybe might have the opportunity to do that next would be a guy like Tom Brady, a San Fran fan from there, helped San Fran win a Super Bowl. So, and he said he'd be willing to come back. So who knows?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I always take Tom Brady. You know that. I
came out
of Super Bowl. I said to Bonte, we went to the Super Bowl. I go, Tom Brady wins that game.
Yeah,
and I love Brock Purdy.
We walked out.
Like,
hey, Jermaine,
damn it,
Jermaine,
he wins that game.
Jermaine, we knew it too. When Mahomes threw the pick and the Niners didn't score, we go, oh boy, this is a problem. And as soon as we walked out of Allegiant Stadium, Shasky looks at me and goes, the difference, the quarterbacks. It's just
right.
Tom Brady wins that game, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't disagree with that."
and you got to make a decision. The 49ers have to make a decision, and you San Francisco fans have to go. Is Brock Purdy worth $225 million?
What do you think he is?
I don't think he is, but that's the going rate. Look at a Jalen Hurts.
I know.
Like that's the going rate. So if I'm a San Francisco fan and I'm a caller every day, I'm going to be like Shanahan, Lynch, pick up the phone, call Brady, get me a Super Bowl, because as of right now, Purdy doesn't look like he hasn't shown that he can get you over the hump.
Look, real quick, before we let you go, because we're up against it, Jermaine, real quickly. Mm-hmm. In those playoffs, you're watching the playoffs from about out there in the East Coast, and I thought Purdy, up until the Super Bowl, he was fine, but I thought the first two games against Green Bay, Detroit, I said, boy, he reminded me of Jimmy Garoppolo.
He
came back and won those games, but he was erratic. What was your takeaway from those playoff games? Did you think, they need to upgrade at that position?
I looked at it and goes, he'll help you get wins and he'll help you get there, but he hasn't proved that he could put the team on his shoulders and win it when he needs to win it at the end of the game. And that would be my concern if I was a 49ers fan. Can he do it? And that's the way I watched that game. I'm like, if San Fran had a legit quarterback, you know, they probably beat Kansas City, but they don't have a legit quarterback and you're going against Patrick Mahomes. And that's just the way it is. You need the elite quarterback to, or the guy that at least can play elite when the game's on the line and you need that guy. And I don't know if Purdy's that guy yet.
Jermaine, you're always so good to us, man. We miss you. We'll catch up before the playoffs are over, too. We'll be following the Celtics because we're in a situation where, what star can we get? Yeah. Can we get a disgruntled star?
Who are we stealing?
Who is Tatum going to be disgruntled? Is Brown gonna, we're desperate, Jermaine. We're desperate out here in the West Coast. We don't have playoff basketball in our backyard, man. I'm hurting.
Well, you got E-40, so tell me when to go.
Yeah, well, E-40, so that's a great walk-off, man. Oh we haven't heard from 40, man. Oh 40's God. On tour somewhere, oh man. Jermaine, have a good day, man.
See you, bro.
All right, later.
All right, man. Love Jermaine Wiggins, WEEI. Wow, there's a lot to
when
unpack.
When the bar set high.
Die Hard. I love Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Dude. So there's a lot.
We got to go out to Boston
and
again.
We do it. And Jermaine was great to us. That Boston trip was awesome. Scalabrine, Frank Isola.
Well, Frankie Ice. All I think is me and Bonte on the Friday before the game went and had the largest crab legs we've ever
had.
We spent like $400 on lunch.
Well, it was great. Well, the first day we go there.
We go
to a restaurant and the brother was like, oh, y'all Warrior fans? He goes, and the black dude goes, hooked us up with a double shot of tequila on the house just because we're Dove fans. Yeah. He goes, y'all my type of guys.
He goes, Chris Mullin was my favorite. I had the Chris Mullin throwback. He said, Chris Mullin, my favorite player ever. Right. I hate the Celtics.
He said, shots on me. It was like, what?
Yeah.
We're getting so much love out there. Then the Friday, because we had Mary Babers Green. I remember we were down bad. We were like down bad.
We were
like down 2-1.
I was scared.
Scared as hell, right? Scared we made the documentary. Steph Curry's documentary when they were down 2-1. It's too fast.
And
it's
I was
too
worried.
Sats goes, yeah. I don't like this. We were both worried, right? But then Mary Davis Green, she came on and was like, I don't know what's going on with Day-Day. I've never seen this in him. He's going at the referees. I'm like, damn it, she don't even know what's going on with Draymond Green. And then we get Frankie Ice on. He's like, I got 8 minutes for you guys when I'm going 30 with him. And then Mully came on. And Mully calmed the waters when he said, good morning, Roasters. Good morning, Shasky. Good morning, Bonte. The Warriors will win game 4. And we walked out of that studio at WEEI, and I started talking trash to every Celtic fan I saw. You know we're winning this game, right? You're not winning this game tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't as confident.
Yeah,
but
I tricked myself.
But I'll never forget skipping out of that stadium, fearing I'd get punched in the back of the head, and running into a guy 5 times my size wearing the exact same Wilt Chamberlain jersey as me, put his arm around me and said, I'm going to help escort you out of here so we get out of here safe.
Dude, by the way, you played at City College San Francisco, right?
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was a roaster.
You know, this is something.
He was a roaster.
Jermaine Wiggins says something. I'm telling you, Bonte, I want you to get into the Brock Purdy thing.
Oh, No. See,
just hear me
when
out.
I do it, I'm a hater.
No, just hear me out. Hear me out. I have never seen an athlete that we are not allowed to have even healthy dialogue about ever.
Nope.
In sports radio.
It's unbelievable.
So Jermaine Wiggins brings up just, you know, what he feels to be some shortcomings of Brock Purdy.
Outside the bubble.
Okay.
Outside the bubble.
And player.
A player.
Championship.
A Super Bowl champion.
Who was a front row for Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. 707. Some of the dumbest takes I've heard in a while. So the Ravens should trade Lamar? The Bills should trade Josh Allen? Philly should trade Hurts? 925. Purdy can't get you over the hump? What? 415. Stop. Just stop. And just over and over and over. 510. Who is this clown talking trash about Purdy? Quarterback? Dumb. Over and over and over again. Guys.
The only quarterback we've been allowed to rip over the last 7 years.
Well, we rip Colin Kaepernick.
Because no. The only quarterback we've owed present, because we do rip Kaepernick, and that's not fair, but whatever. Kaepernick had a better career than Jimmy G in the Niner uniform, I tell you that much. Listen, we cannot criticize Jimmy, and you cannot criticize Brock. I've been on these airways for over 7 years.
Why?
Trey Lance was fair game. I have no idea why. But Jermaine, I said the same thing. Remember, we were talking? We were texting during the game. I said, this is a Jimmy G performance from Brock Purdy. So that leads me to this.
Go ahead, finish. We could critique Tim Lincecum. We could critique, you know, pick whoever, Barry Bonds, Buster Posey. But the line is drawn at Brock Purdy? Why?
I'm not saying he's not good.
We're saying he's good.
The question is, is he great enough? Here we go. 415. And now the sleeves are already rolled up. I got my SFYBL pullover. I love this logo.
Yeah, isn't it the coolest logo?
It is really cool. Feel like I'm strong, got muscles, whatever.
Yeah,
makes
you
me
look
slim.
Good.
So 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. And I'm ready to dive into this because I was listening to Signing Guru yesterday and I was banging my head against the steering wheel at some of the takes. 415, Bonte, don't be a hater. Don't be a hater when it comes to Brock Purdy. Now, I'm not looking for anybody's credit. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. But was I a hater when I said I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now than Justin Herbert? Going in training camp, middle of training camp with Spadoni. You was out, Shasky.
Yeah.
It was with Spadoni. Spadoni's like, you're crazy. I was like, I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now because I believe this offense could average 30 points a game. And during the course of the season, halfway through, he was playing better than Mahomes. But was I a hater then? No, I wasn't. I'm just telling you what my eyes saw. And you could disagree with me. Purdy looked average for most of the postseason. First thing you said to me, walking out the Super Bowl, Brady wins that game. There's a difference between Mahomes and Purdy, and it's not even close. It's not even being a hater.
It was sitting
Purdy
on
had a
platter.
Very good season.
It was sitting on a platter, and someone had to seize it, and Mahomes seized it.
But what disturbed me yesterday, and I wasn't mad or anything. It was their show. Steiny was talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And they were saying, like, you know, the league, this, and I got all the quarterback trades or the wide receiver trades, and maybe the league doesn't value Ayuk and Deebo like we do. I just think John Lynch and Shanahan play hardball with their players, saying, you want our players? We want to get paid for this. And if you're not going to meet our price, then we're not going to do it, because either way, we're in a win-win situation. I like how they do business. However, and I said in the playoffs, Jordan Love looked good. Now he threw the two picks at Levi Stadium, but Jordan Love was on fire in the playoffs. And I think Purdy's good. But Steiny brought up something yesterday about Brandon Ayuk. It was like he did not have a spectacular postseason. I think he had like 3 catches per game. Well, isn't that a byproduct of the quarterback? Ayuk can't thrive unless he gets the football. Ayuk can't thrive unless the quarterback makes a good throw. How many deep routes in the postseason? How many crossing routes did we see Brandon Ayuk wide open, jumping up and down, throwing a LeBron-like tantrum for not getting the football because Purdy didn't see it? Don't forget about the pick six he should have thrown against Green Bay. That drop, Darnell Savage right in the head, boom. Changes the entire football game. So that's Jermaine Wiggins. So I knew as soon as he said it, I said, here we go again. We're going to be called haters. But Ayuk struggles. The reason why Ayuk was really disturbed, because he wasn't getting the football. He wasn't getting targeted. And he's the best wide receiver on the team. And we saw the deep routes where Purdy was inaccurate. Hell, he saved an interception on the miracle against Detroit late third quarter. So that's why. But what disturbed me about the conversation, Shasky, I know I'm long-winded here, was that Guru and Steiny were talking about Ayuk and whether or not they're valued and whether or not Deebo, not one mention of the quarterback. Well, maybe the struggles happen to do with the quarterback. Isn't that, if the quarterback doesn't play well, how's the receiver going to play well?
Well, we all can agree that, like, he's a really good player, right? Can we all agree there? He's a really good player. But the second you pay the quarterback or are in line to pay the quarterback $50 million plus a year, you better be sure you have the right type of quarterback that can be a difference maker when you have lesser parts financially surrounding that player. All right? Like, I think we can all understand that component. Now, he's a young player. I'm hoping him to get better. I think he's going to grow. I think his familiarity in the offense is only going to get better, you know? But these are the real equations that you have to have set up. Now, as we were going through this trade, who you're going to trade, who you're not going to trade with the wide receivers, what was the number one skepticism of people that were like, don't trade Ayuk? It was, I'm not sure Brock Purdy can elevate the next man up.
Because he's
very young.
What did Jermaine Wiggins just say?
He asked the same question.
He said, I'm not sure Purdy can carry a team.
So that's the question that I have for the audience. Like, we all think he's really good. I think if you took the money away, most people would think Dak is really good. But the minute you pay Dak the money, now you can't afford Amari Cooper. Now you can't afford that left guard. Now you can't afford a defensive player, right? Because you're paying that guy $60 million. Like, in a vacuum, I like Dak Prescott. I hate paying Dak Prescott $50 million. I certainly don't want to pay him $65 million, which is what he's looking for. So do the same equation and remove emotion for Brock Purdy.
No, we can't.
I love Brock Purdy.
We can't.
But paying him $50 or $60 million, if you're not a little like hesitant, like, I think you're being unrealistic.
We can't do it. So that's why
There's only three quarterbacks in the league I don't blink when I want to pay $65 million. Mahomes, Josh Allen, and I would throw Joe Burrow in there. Some people won't. Some people may.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.